Blog Talk Radio.
Three band motto. The future is now.
All by any means. By all means necessary, we're going to get it.
Our lifestyle. Drip. Ask your
name. Hey, Adam and I.
Having a great day, like really relaxed, ready to talk some shit, and you know what I mean, have some fun, got some music, we showing off, you know, April 1st is definitely a big event, official edition, shout out to all my ladies, doing their thing with me. It's going to be, like, real ridiculous. I just talked to my girl Kizzy Raw. She's going to be a part of the showcase as well. So, real thorough shit going on, official. What's up, Truth Teller, baby?
Nothing. I'm ready to go in on this topic.
I want to talk about it, too, because I got a question, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I don't think for a woman of being 28 or whatever, I don't think I've fucked that many guys in my life, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But I got a question for those girls like me or, you know, even if I'm alone, who I wouldn't say I'm always a tease, but you know how you just curious,
but you don't really do nothing.
I want to know, does that make you, like, you know, I don't know. I would talk about it because I would talk some shit about freaking, too. Like, because I think, like, freaking is different from fucking, like, you freaking, like you might want to just touch a guy's dick or give him a hug and just see if he got muscles, see if he's strong or some shit. Just, like, you know, you talking shit, but... Well, for real, I want to know, like, what would you, besides my little side topic, because I know I ain't a whore, but I want to know, what would you consider being a whore, or what's too much, you know what I'm saying? Or for even guys and girls, like, we ain't no double standards here. Like, seriously, guys, if you fucking around, like, you want some whore shit, like, simple as that. Like,
okay.
You can't even...
All right. So on that note, right, we're going to take a caller and see what this caller got to say about it. All right? Okay.
All right,
so we have area code 302-943.
Hey, what's good?
Welcome to Sunshine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from in Delaware?
Delaware, yeah. This is Joe Charleston checking in. What's good with y'all tonight?
What's good, nigga? Chilling and shit, you know.
Yeah,
you know how it is. Having fun. Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm riding back from a show, and I'm just checking in, supporting the Blog Talk Radio. You know I got to support y'all, you know, keeping it real and raw every goddamn night. So it is what it is.
Definitely. Yeah, we definitely keep it officially real. But, yeah, shout out to you. I got to see you do some comedy. Like, are you always all far away? When you going to come do something in Philly again? I'm missing you there at Laugh House.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the Laugh House when I get back. I'm going to be in Philly, D.C., April 1st through the 15th. I'm going to be in up north, kicking it back to where it all got started at. Laugh House, I'm going to be in New York, I'm going to be in D.C. I'm going to be everywhere, goddammit, so fuck it. Whoever will listen and fucking laugh, that's where I'm going to be at.
That's what's up. Well, yeah, April 1st, I'm having a show in Philly my damn self, so we got to come through.
I'm going to come
we'll
through.
Talk,
I'm going to be drunk out there.
But I want to ask you the topic, though. No. What would you, since you're a guy, what would you consider being a whore for a man? Like, how? What is a man whore?
What's for a man? Shit. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I ain't judging. Because, you know, you're another man, one man's number might not be another. You know, if a dude getting in with two chicks, I don't consider that being a whore. I believe that's a lucky dude right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there ain't too many guys that can pull that one off. It's like me and me. Yeah, that's about it. But, yeah, shit like that. But, it's crazy.
Wait, man, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Y'all couldn't hear shit.
No word.
No, I can't hear you guys. What you say?
What is
considered a man whore? Yeah.
I mean, shit, that don't exist. I mean, a man whore, hey, whatever. It don't even exist, so don't fall for that shit. Don't put no label on nobody. I don't got a problem with a chick that gets in with a lot of dudes. That just, you know, she's helping the community. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I mean, I'm not community judging. By sweating
I mean, whatever, yeah.
I have the same outlook too, but
they both are helping the community. What I don't find cool is when, you know what I mean, people put the drama into it, you know what I'm saying? Like, either niggas not telling people what it is or whatever, like, that's That's what I don't like. But you free to, yeah, fuck everybody. But I just wanted to know, like, the definition. But because, to me, it is a whore factor involved for both cases, like, because guys whore themselves out to certain girls, you know what I mean? Like I would consider, for me, I would say whoring is, like, if you're having sex for something, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's with, like, a lot of people, and, like, that's your M.O. You're a whore, you know what I mean? Because just in case you don't understand it, but, you know what I mean? Sometimes guys are the same way as girls, but that's that whore shit for me. That's how,
okay.
how I feel. That's how I feel like you put the differences. You know what I mean? Like, 4-2. Because, like, I feel like you fucking everybody. Certain people, like, you know what I mean? I've had guys say to me all types of bullshit. Like, I'm going to fuck you and her, if you would. Like, I was never with any of this bullshit. But I know it goes on where people, you know what I mean? Keep it real. They like, oh, well, you want a mini or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real. Like, keeping it real is always cool. But that's
right.
Not even considered horse shit. But whatever.
And everybody comfortable, and you know, like you said, everybody up front and honest about the situation, and long as y'all being safe and all that type of shit right there, you know what I'm saying? I don't see the difference between, just me personally, I don't see the difference between fucking for $50 or, you know, a dinner and Red Lobster. It's all the same shit, you know. I mean,
you stupid as shit.
Fucking for Cheddar Biscuits, but you know what I mean? If I just give you the $20, you mad at me. All right, that's cool.
What do you say about, like, a person like me? Because, like I was saying, for me, I wanted to know, am I wrong for how I be treating these niggas sometimes? Like, you know, like I would say I'd be a little teased, you know, a little bit.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I've been
a
tease.
Crazy with it. But
what you mean?
It's all good. What? I seen that picture you put out on Facebook or Twitter. That shit was going, hey, I was like, all right, you know what?
What'd I say?
That picture you put on Twitter or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, and
crazy.
I took a deal. Oh, yeah, I had to take that deal. Shut up. Oh, yeah, I forgot you saw it. I swear I posted that picture like a minute and a half and just took a deal. Yeah, I do shit like that, yeah. Posting
you almost broke Twitter. You're putting all that ass on the damn Twitter. You almost broke that shit.
No comment. I'm
I forgot
not
all
comment.
About that. See, that's
I'm
the type of
comment.
Shit I be doing. But that's the type of shit I be doing, though. I really did. I think I talked about it on the show a little bit. I was like, you know what I mean? I posted a picture or whatever. My butt looks like talking shit or whatever about it. Because it was really a really cute picture. Like, it was really beautiful. I say it's inspiring, but it is a little too. It's like 6 calls in like a minute. I'm like, let me go take this picture.
Girl, when you going to let me handle that? All that ass.
Yeah,
who's going to do all that ass?
Ridiculous. But yeah, I don't really want to put myself, like I put myself out there or whatever. I haven't done anything besides put up the picture, you know what I mean, recently. But no, I just thought about, you know what I mean, certain situations I found myself in, and I'm just teasing, man. I'm like, man, I ain't fucking you. Like, get away from me. Like,
you in entertainment, so all this shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, handling your business in the music industry, to what I do, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. It's a whole other world. And, you know,
you've already told me that even with you, you can't compare us because you party with some niggas who get the party popping, private home popping parties. Like, I know you're fierce. You told me how you guys, you know what I mean, really go wild as being entertainers. But no, I don't really want to, as a matter of fact, for real, even for me, when I have guys even turn the tables on me, you know what I'm saying? I feel uncomfortable, you know what I'm saying? I end up having to slap them or check them, whatever, you know what I mean? And not so much be so receiving, but just like I was just thinking about it because, like, you know what I mean? When things come back on you, like karma, like I feel like even – not so much am I repenting with anything I've done because it was, like, enjoyable, like, for whatever I did it for. But I'm just saying it's kind of crazy when I have a different reaction when, you know what I mean, it's come to me, because it's been plenty of times, you know what I mean, I try to give somebody who I even know a hug or whatever, and they try to touch my butt, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, slapping them, or, you know what I mean, whatever, you take the situation too, but I'm like, shit, it's been times I've been dead wrong doing shit, you know what I mean, like.
Yeah, I don't even let you grab my dick no more when you talk to me, you know what I mean, I'm above that
what
shit.
What you
man.
Mean, no, if I wanted to grab your dick. You talking shit. You about to hang up on him. Yeah, him on the phone too long. Like, shut up. You talking too much shit, mister. He like, you ain't gonna do that to me, bitch. Like,
he don't know. He better not come. Look, hold on. Wait. One second. He don't know we will attack him.
Yeah, we ain't even. You know what? True teller, you ain't even had to tell him that. I was. I think me and you said to each other like some brain waves because I was thinking the same shit you just said. Like, we gonna get this nigga.
April 1st, I'm gonna be there. We gonna see y'all about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait. That's making you an ass sandwich because you know my ass is like five of your asses.
Yeah. So don't get swallowed. No, thanks for calling. You always be tripping and shit. Talk
Well, it's good. It's talking shit with y'all. I'm gonna fuck with y'all later. I'm just gonna tune in and listen to y'all talk all this shit and let somebody else get the fuck in here and fuck with y'all. But I appreciate it. And if anybody wanna fuck with me, I'm on Twitter at Joe Charleston, and I'm on Facebook at Joe Charleston. So fuck with me. Fuck with this comedy movement I got going on, and I'm, you know, repping Philly all the fucking time. So I'm coming back home in a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I love these too. Certain people, like, that's why I love Twitter, because people get to be witty and just, like, real fast. I fuck with all your tweets. I find myself like, yeah, me too, all the time with your shit or whatever. So. My buddy, right. Though. I don't give a fuck what you say. Shout out to Joe for calling me. He's so all right,
thanks for calling.
All
right, y'all. He's so sweet and stuff. True self,
yes,
I think you and him will make a good couple.
Hell no.
Why you say that?
Hell to the no, because I can see myself choking that nigga right now. He say something wrong to me. I'll be like, what the fuck?
But what would be wrong with that? Y'all probably be together. Like, no. No. He definitely fucks with the show. Dang, I meant to listen to the other guy's show. What's it called? Naughty Sex Advice or something.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, Naughty. I don't know.
I don't remember either. It was Naughty Sex Advice or something. It was something about advice. Naughty.
Yeah, sex advice.
Advice for the sex, naughty people. I don't know. Advice to become more sexually naughty. I think they're all interesting topics. Maybe we'll talk about that. We had to get him on the show and put some shit on him. I'm definitely getting more guests for the radio show. So there's a lot of great things coming up. You know, my life is crazy sometimes, and I'm also looking for other co-hosts. And I was gonna put out a flyer, but I'm not gonna talk about it now. It's on my mind, but I'm looking for other co-hosts to do, you know what I mean, different days, because half the time I'm doing everything in the day, and, like, I enjoy it, and it's, like, so many things and benefits that sometimes you miss out on Sweet Shine Radio. Definitely shout out to NSF and everybody over there, New Star Foundation, Pathia. They're all going to be calling in Thursday because we have a really huge project coming out with Lady B, looking for it. We're looking to do an anthem with her. We are looking to find kids to be into a showcase and a talent show, well, like a talent showcase, first week of April. So it's a lot of great things coming with NSF, New Star Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization I work with, Artists Against Violence. So definitely shout out to all you guys. Because, yeah, that's what should fuck up. Smooth swings, goddamn it. Like, we get back to the kids. We talk shit. So.
Yeah.
Tonight's also, of course, like, and I like everybody giving a response. Like, you got to log in. Like, I see people, well, I hear that people are checking out musicnotch.com, but you guys need to start logging in. You can create a profile and be able to sell your music instantly. You get, like, it's so many great, so much great information coming out. Shout out there by musicnotch. One is a Twitter. If you want to follow, that's MUSICNOTCH, the number one. So, like, you know, all artists or even fans, you want to check out some new up-and-coming artists, like, get in on the ground floor while things are popping, you know what I'm saying? So sign up to musicnotch.com. I have my profile up there. I haven't even put up music yet, too, so I've been doing so much. But tomorrow I'm definitely getting it popping. Y'all know Wednesday be the day off. I'm talking a little extra fun on Wednesday. But I'm going to play some music, then we'll get back to the switchboard, talk about this topic some more, because I want to know what True Color thinks is a whore. Like, I'm going to get...
Hold on, wait. I want to do one more announcement before, you know, we go into some music. Did you hear that Blood Money won again, another first place prize, girl?
Hell yeah, I was going to go in and talk about them as well, yo, because I'm going to play some of their music tonight. Yes, Stro hit me up. I'm going to try to see if I can fucking fuck with them after I leave the studio or whatever, get a drink or smoke or something. They my niggas out there by Blood Money ENT with their ATL, shut shit down, winning money, showing the fuck off, showing that Felice wag off. So they always go through and shut shit down. I fucked with them crazy. Have you talked to somebody from, or you saw it on Twitter or something?
I seen it on Facebook.
Okay.
I seen all the pictures.
It's popping too. Like, I just went to my inbox on Facebook. And you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. Send a message on Facebook. I'm going to, have to just post my number up because I barely get to check them, and I don't be wanting to miss everything, you know what I'm saying, everybody's birthday, shit, put a bitch up, I lost my phone, maybe I need to do some research for myself, but go and play some music. I'm about to hit up them Blood Money niggas, get them to call in.
All right.
You know that boy L.A. Brown. I like what he represents. The dream. The struggle. The faith. Hope. Us. That's a well-rounded, put together young brother. You go ahead, brother. We got your back. What you know about faith? I know that one day I will emerge on the top. Till it's my time, I'm leaning on his word. So I grind. It's deeper than the money with me. If I'm not loving what I'm doing, money's nothing to me. At the same time, I imagine pushing the acid, but it's all from the hard work. Move with a passion. I'm destined for greatness, so I practice patience. All these naysayers and the haters, motivation. Southwest Philly got me feeling well prepared for anything up in this life. I done seen ahead. Diamond in the rough neighborhood is who I am. Where everybody misunderstood, I understand. Nobody wanna live under poverty, any means necessary. I know criminology, my niggas hold your head. I see the bigger picture, so when I get caught for duty, please believe I won't forget you.
And not to mention that this boy got substance. Music. He ain't just rapping for nothing. You can tell he's speaking from his heart. Sincere, real, 100. This boy is a voice, and he's using it right.
Only great words make it through the journey. I'm ready, maneuver through them rocky roads, gotta keep it steady. I'm a king up in my own mind. I got my own shine, never had to rent it or lease it, cause I own mine. I'm a walking, talking gold mine. I'm the producer and the writer, I'm the whole nine. So I'm feeling like the chosen one. Anything I go through, I overcome. To me, it's no sweat to live without regrets. In my life, I push weight, getting stronger by the rest. See, I get this feeling that I can't explain. It's supernatural. All I know is I'ma do it bigger than your average Joe. That's what I'm here for. I know my time coming. Time to live a different stroke. Call me Philip Drummond. Yeah, stay connected to the Most High. Now that's what I call being so fly.
See what you listen to. This isn't your overnight success right here. You can tell this man's been working hard for years, and it's finally paying off. Move out the way, y'all. We got a new kid in town, and he's gonna take over with something new, something refreshing. L.A. Brown.
Shine Radio, talking about Horan. I'm waiting on Honest. Don't know where she went to.
Here I am. We should talk about Horan.
Wait, I was about to go with my chant. Well, I'm a whore, you a whore, she a whore, he a whore, they a whore.
You have a chant. Is a whore chant really? Teach me a lyric. Teach me the horror lyrics. Like, I'm a whore, you're a whore, she's a whore, we're a whore. It's a whore. It's like, no. What do you consider a whore? I said I wanted to talk about this because look at Truth Thomas. Oh, goodness.
I'm ooh, I got to turn my fan on that one. That was funny. Okay, this is what I consider a whore. A whore would be me. I'm a whore. No.
Shut up. You is not a whore.
Woo.
You talk to me too much. We won't be getting dick. We be talking to each other. That's fucking lesbian.
No lesbian shit. I'm a lesbian.
No,
you're a lesbian.
Joking.
She a lesbian. He a lesbian.
No. I don't approve of that song. That song has been taken off the market.
Oh, damn.
But, like I was saying, I need to stop making karma come to me. I'm going to stop being a tease, though. That shit is no good. Because then the second somebody do the shit to me, I'm going to freak out.
Yeah. All right, let's get this caller to see what they think. 215-834.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? This is Black Cancer. How you doing?
Hey, what's good? I miss you. How you been?
I'm all right. I've been working a lot and shit. Plus, on Tuesdays now, I'll be doing another blog talk. Like, I co-host that joint, so that's why I ain't talked to you in a while. I definitely think about y'all and shit.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, we got to tune in. You know you're welcome to come through and show off any fucking time.
When the next time you have something at Mills Creek?
April 1st is the official edition featuring Niche Buck, ALD, Mugamania, Ellie Brown, Miss Porter, Miss Bull, League 46th Street, Hot Chalk, Miss Caddy, me, Kizzy Raw, Animo, Tiffline, B Dot. I don't know if I said somebody name over, but that's mostly everybody.
Me.
I think Dallas. Oh yeah, BMG. I can't forget my game. Yeah, April 1st. If you wanna get in on it, just DM me a number. I'll hit you up.
All right, so I'm gonna try to swing through if anything, cause I know I'm going to another event that same day and shit. So I'm going to definitely try to make something happen. If not, then I'm going to catch you on the next one, and I try to come through there and actually perform. Fuck coming through there and just showing love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm already getting May prepared. So for all the artists wanting to do something for Sunday in May, just hit me up. Definitely. We get some shit popping or whatever. Like,
all right. Can I throw some plugs out real quick?
Oh, of course. I was getting ready to say, won't you share your Twitter and what's going on with your show that you're doing?
It's twitter.com/BLKCANTER, short for Black Cancer. And John, I'm co-hosting now. The Blog Talk Show I'm co-hosting is Brown Heart Radio. That's every Tuesday and Thursday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. What's the number for that? 323-693-8255. 3043. And for all artists that want to submit their music, it's grindhard904@gmail.com. I do the Beat It Up segment for, like, producers. So if you know any producers that want exposure or just want to hit up another blog talk, hit me up at BLKCANCER, Black Cancel, on Twitter, and we could talk some business or whatever, whatever. And definitely shout out to Philly Shine Radio, because you stay on your grind, fire, for real.
Definitely, thank you. That's what's up. I appreciate you coming through to show some love. And I was wondering what was going on with you, but I'm proud. That's what's up. You got to keep this shit moving. Now you got to answer the topic question. You know how crazy we get.
All right, what's the show for
tonight? Yeah, tonight I want to know, what's considered a whore, male and female? Like, what's considered, like, being on some whore shit?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was, it depends on, not, no, it don't depend. If you got too many fucking diseases, you're a whore. That's number one.
Oh,
you
hell,
you
yeah,
out there,
David,
you wild.
You got too many,
you know,
diseases,
I mean?
You shouldn't be fucking having sex. Yo,
you know,
so
a lot of people.
Yo, true story, I had this one girl come to me like, you think I could get chlamydia by just spitting the sperm out? So people do be on some whore-ass shit. That's some whore shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of people's explanation for this shit is that, you know, they don't like condoms, and I could dig that shit, but it's just a certain way you got to go about it. Like, the older you get, the more wiser you should be about, you know, fucking this person raw and dicking that person raw and shit like that. So that's number one, if you're, or number two, if you sleeping with, like, the whole team, you keeping it all in the family, I see. So you definitely a whore, whether male or female, you fucking, like, the cousin, the mom, the babe mom, her little cousin, and her aunt, and, you know, shit like that. When they start getting real confusing, because you got to be like, my baby mama's sister's little cousin, you know, shit like that, then you know it's going too far.
Brother's mother, sister's brother.
Mama's mama.
Grandmama.
You know what I mean?
Cousin to the third power.
Yeah, that's too much. You're on some too much shit right there.
Now, here's my question, because I thought of the next scenario would be random places. I know everybody got their twist, so I can't knock but so much, because sometimes you just really get that motherfucking horny when you're willing to smash somebody anywhere. But should it be limitations? Because if you give me some limitations, then that means you're a whore. Not you, but they're a whore.
Huh?
You know, all
right,
let's say, like, you want to fuck anywhere. Some people, they fuck anywhere. And I said, I can't knock that. However, do you feel as though, like, it's limitations to where you can't fuck? For those people who do fuck anywhere, do that make them a whore?
But only yes, because because even for me, like, you'll feel like you're a whore. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was a time where I almost, like, I've never had sex in the blue moon. It was, like, once I tried to, but, like, it was just, like, horrible. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
know, like,
what you talking about?
Yeah, you know where the blue moon is.
Yeah, no, because it's more than one blue moon, I heard.
No,
it
it's only one that I heard of.
Yeah, go ahead. But, you know what I mean? Like, even before, even the whole idea of it, but he was just, like, somebody that I really liked, and it was, like, I think my son was younger at the time, you know what I mean? I didn't want to, you know what I mean, do nothing in the house, and he had, I think he lived with his sister and their family, so it was just, like, we would just be chilling on the couch watching movies all the time, but it was just, like, the blue moon just fucked the whole relationship up or whatever. No. No, this is a lot of shit going on, but at the same time, we tried to do it, like, but it just didn't happen, like, but at the same time, I just felt like, ew, like, this place is horrible, like, what's up with the sheets, like, look at the TV, they don't even got all the channels, like, it's like, like, the joint is, like, it's the worst, like, hotel, and I guess, am I saying that, am I wrong for saying that? Yeah, fuck, I don't know, I guess everybody know it or whatever. You know what I mean?
No, it's like a true hotel, just like you said.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I really do believe, yes, you know what I mean, if it's
a certain place where you're going to, yeah, it's on some whole shit. Like, hell yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I had a guy that tried to take me to the Parker Spruce.
The who?
The Parker Spruce. The hotel right there at 13th and Spruce.
13th.
Oh, no, I never heard of it.
13. Yeah, I know. Oh, shit, I know what you're talking about. All right, yeah.
My mom ex used to live there, worked there. This nigga gonna try to take me there, tell something. You can meet me at the hotel at 13th and Spring. I said, the fuck up. I go in that dirty-ass hotel where you got to share the bathroom. You share bathrooms. You got to lock the door of the neighbor's bathroom before you.
Yo, that elevator creepy as shit, guys.
Yes,
it is.
Yes,
that's the elevator alone.
That's funny.
Shit. You like, creak, creak. Then it starts shaking.
That shit ain't
so
no joke, yo.
You didn't go. So you didn't go in, but you went.
No, I didn't go. No, my mom ex used to work there.
Oh, okay, okay. I was about to say, how you know about the hotel, the elevator and shit?
Y'all I do.
Yeah, you've been in there. Like, you know, certain things are different for guys. You know what I mean? Like, guys could do whatever they want. Like, guys. But, like, a girl, like, you're not going to be bending over into some shit that got big bugs or some abandoned place or some alleyway or whatever. I mean, like, you know, since you're boo, like, you won't fuck anywhere now. That's different. Like, when you fucking your man or whatever, you gonna fuck them wherever. Like, it's probably your 80th millionth time doing it, so you're gonna get it in wherever. Definitely thanks for calling in, Cancer. You know, great Cancer. Always appreciate to support or whatever.
Now, do I gotta send some more music in too?
Yeah, send me some new shit or whatever. It's whatever.
Right. You still got something in the queue though, right?
Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna show you some love tonight before the show's
Word.
Over.
That's what I'm talking about.
Definitely. Shout out to Blake Hanson for calling in. It's always fun. And then him and Truth Teller knowing about some little swanky hotels and shit. I got to know anything about it.
Okay, let's take this private caller. Let's see what the private caller. You know, I'm scared of private callers since that crazy stuff been happening. Okay, here we go. Ready, set.
Private caller. Hello, welcome to Police Sean Radio.
What's up?
Nothing. Who's this? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I don't know if it's a private caller, but this your baby daddy.
Oh, hey, what's up? I don't know why your number come up private. I'm like, who is this with this?
It came up private. It came up private. The 1111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111
Anyway, what's good, Honest? How you doing?
Oh, yeah, no, nothing chilling and shit. Showing love on the show.
I don't know who
I not know. His name starts with an L. It ends with a B.
Oh, okay.
It's a beat jug.
I'm about to jump in this song. I did say I was like, who does this sound so handsome?
So it must meet the mail somewhere close by. Shout out to that.
Oh yeah, he's a private caller.
That's always good. Appreciate it. Shout out to you guys. You gotta be definitely doing your thing. Always working XY DJs. I was checking out the I think it was some video. The video, I can't think of the song right now. It was earlier today. God damn. I checked out the remix, but it was something. I think it was you and a girl or something. It was you and some girl. Oh,
Lauren London.
I'm about to check it out now.
Oh, Lauren London.
Huh?
Was it Lauren London?
No, not the Lauren London joint. You did the video for that?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, crazy. I remember when they said they was just did it.
I
only seen performances. Oh shit, I'm slacking. Am I subscribed to your YouTube correctly? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
is that?
Come on. You gotta get it right, get it tight.
I'm about to get it tight. Guys like it when it's tight, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's how you could definitely find out if she a whore. If her pussy ain't tight.
Are you going to the DJ United Conference in Indianapolis?
Woo. When is it supposed to be? That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's next month. Like the end of next month, like April 20th to the 22nd, I need you to be there. I'm going to be in the city.
Then that you put it like that, I need to be there too.
Mm-hmm. You need to make that a priority. Down.
That's your face, though. It ain't even about that. No, definitely. I make all of it a priority. I'm going to get my shit together now for it.
Okay, good.
Definitely, thanks for calling in the show and shit. We got to ask you the topic question. What would you consider?
What was it?
What would you consider a whore, male and female?
A whore?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, somebody goddamn selling pussy? That's for real, for real.
Exactly.
I consider a whore. You come pull up on the side, hop in, you know, you pay the, you know what I mean? Or you at a hotel, a chick pop, you know what I'm saying, an escort. Nah, that's a hoe. I mean, in the male, I don't know. I guess it could be the other way around with the male. Or, you know, he might be a male whore. He might fuck a lot of bitches. Ain't no telling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Is that uncomfortable for you?
Nah, it ain't uncomfortable with me at all. That's just my perspective of a whore, you know. Male and female. Did I answer the question right?
There's no right or wrong answer to the question.
Oh, okay. I would hope not.
Hold on 1 second. We lost Honest. 1 second. We got to get the Honest fire back. I was wondering why she didn't say nothing.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened. She just left a nigga in the wilderness. I don't know.
It disappeared.
Exactly. The
mail. Dropped off the call.
Lonely. Truth teller.
Hold on. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, I'm back. All right. Had to get my phone charged up.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. You're just going to leave me out there, huh?
Wait. She left you in good company. Good, right? See,
Truth Teller not going to steal you from me because she know I black her fucking eyes.
I will beat you so hard that you won't have no ass.
That's my Looney Tunes. Ain't no goddamn way you should beat my ass off. Are you fucking serious?
I'll beat you so badly. I'll beat your ass off, then I turn around and give you mine.
Yeah, but, yeah.
That's where she talk. Yeah, where the hell is Demel at?
Tell me the truth.
Demel, I miss you, Demel.
You miss you, Demel.
Hello.
What the?
I'm trying to get his big white voice on this shit. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. Wait, I just go again. She done bounce?
No, she's still here, ain't she? Look. She's still here. She probably accidentally pushed mute. Honest. You know what?
I just done got the hell on.
Oh, boy, here I am.
See, when I tell y'all, she be accidentally be pushing mute with that big ass head of hers.
I was playing with these balls on a pool table.
Oh, yeah?
On a pool table. Look, this is mine out of the gutter.
That's my game, I can't play.
Well,
that's what I need. Y'all need somebody to teach me how to play pool. I suck ass at pool.
I teach you how to cheat.
Yeah, flash your tits. That'll cheat.
Yeah, teach you how to cheat in a game. But,
oh, yeah, y'all be on. Sure to check out that Cash Out remix. I killed that thing, man. I got it.
I had the internet going nuts today.
Had the internet going nuts today on that shit, man. I killed that shit, man.
Yeah, I retweeted that shit. I didn't get a chance to check it out or whatever.
That shit hot.
You seem all sexy, Looney Tunes. What's that about?
Well, you know.
Like, no, I'm just joking.
No. When you can make up this
life. I'm in a good mood tonight. I'm in the mood to be freaking.
When you come back up this way, so I can beat you down. we lost her again, y'all. Yo, why do we keep losing
this?
Honest?
She hung up.
Yep, and hung up again.
Oh, our phone's so bootleg. Our phone worse than my phone.
Here we go again, calling her back in. Hold on.
Truth teller.
Yes, Danelle.
The mail.
You.
Y'all have issues.
Hey, you.
Mr. United DJs.
1,500 DJs in one building.
Woo!
To shut it down.
Oh, goodness. Let's see what's going on with her phone. Hold on. Let's see if she texts me. Let's find out.
All right, Bija. All right, Polo at the same damn
time. We all Philly shine at the same damn time.
On Philly Shine at the same damn time.
Talking honest truth teller at the same damn time.
Squad beats up at the same damn time.
Roll her tongue at the same damn time.
I can't even do it right now.
I'm thinking about doing that remix and throwing that bitch out there in the mail. What you think?
Yep, go in. Teller touching the toes at the same damn time. Picking the ball at the same damn time.
Y'all is funny. You know that.
We're funny.
Oh, no. She's not
most
picking up, y'all.
Tomorrow,
She ain't picking up, y'all. So I don't know. So, Jamal, what's your take?
Look, we taking over the Philly Shine Radio. I'm about to blast and have all Looney Tunes fans call the show, and it's going down.
All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have you answer the topic, right? So the topic is, what makes a whore, male or female?
Well, you know what makes. We know a male whore.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Ro.
Mm-hmm.
And what he been doing, he, little girls as yourself, he say he's an A&R. He get you for your money, fuck your brains out, and
leave
you alone.
Leave you alone.
Oh, my goodness. You is out of control.
For real. Lily Lily.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the male whore for you. Good example.
Mm-hmm. And he always prey on women.
So he a praying whore. So what about female?
Females, I think, you know, when you have sex with me with three different or five, three or more different women at the same damn time.
So wait. Okay, here's a question for y'all. Would y'all consider the porn industry people whores?
Well, I could have a porn girl call in. And you can ask her. I don't know. I mean,
I told her your opinion.
I told her, you know, it don't really care. You know, you got to get your money. That's what you into. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to knock your hustle, so don't try to knock my your bill.
Okay, I can respect that. I definitely can respect
that. Because, you know, karma goes around twice, and I want that mother to bounce back.
Karma is a bitch.
I don't even want a girl named Carmen or Karma or nothing like that.
Anything with a car in it, huh?
Yep.
So you wouldn't mess with a girl named Caramel Kisses? Huh?
I don't know, truth teller. So what's going on with you, truth teller?
I don't know. I'm trying to...
You've been freaking lately. It's hot. I heard we've been listening to you.
No. Honest is mad at me. No, Honest is mad at me because at the last Diamond Spotlight, I came out in this crazy dress. It was a long dress, but, you know, my tits was popping out, and she was mad at me. So, you know.
Well, you trying to show a little sex appeal. You got your mojo back. You're not unhappy no more.
What you mean I'm not unhappy? I'm never unhappy, you know?
Okay.
I'm always, you know, uppity. If I was unhappy, like, you'd never see a side where I'm unhappy. You always see me on my uppity upside, you know?
Okay.
All right, so, go ahead.
You know, can we? Is it all right to take over the show?
Go ahead, take over the show. Take over.
It is officially, we're going to turn this into the Air Squad DJ Beat Jill.
What time is the show over?
It's over at 1.
Okay.
So it's over in an hour and 7 minutes.
Oh, okay. So we're going to turn this into the Air Squad DJ Beat Jill Atlanta Shine Show. This ain't the Philly Shine Show. This is the Atlanta Shine.
This is the Atlanta
slash
Philly Shine.
You got me queued up over there, truth teller.
I got you.
What you got over there? What we got over there? What we working with?
Sheesh. Nothing. So, you
damn.
Know,
we got to get Honest back.
Yeah, we need Honest back. We need Honest back.
Man.
That's why, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find out what's going on over there.
Man.
You know, that's why we got, you know, keep the talking going on.
There is no talking. This blog talk is about
no
to end.
No talking. You know what? Matter of fact, Looney, drop a couple bars. There you go.
Here we go. It's your boy Looney Tune from the Freestyle. Everybody talking about the money. I can do it too. My track's going crazy, so my pockets act a fool. They ain't wanna know a nigga back in high school. But when you make a couple hits, then they like you. Every time you see me, boy, I'm in that Lauren London. That mean I'm in that new, and you can't tell me nothing. I'm still looking for Honest with them powerful draws. She gotta be a bad chick with some powerful jaws. I gets to it. And y'all know how I do it. I hit the yo and have that bitch rocking sounding stupid. Take it to the club and I got them going foolish. You say you got them bands, I don't believe you, prove it. This is my life. I'm racked up loony. These haters try to stop me, but they can't really do me. I guess I should have left them with direction and the blueprint. Beat Jude X Squad, we the movement. Bitch! Ooh, that buddy snapping.
Wow. I like that. I need to learn how to do that. I get tongue twisted. I can't even talk right now. I get tongue twisted and everything. Ugh. I can't do that, y'all. And it's like, I need to learn how to stop being shy in person, too. As much as I talk here, I get in person, I just clean up. I'm like, that's a shame. I gotta learn to come out my soul.
Oh, man, my boo boo missed that freestyle, man. My boo boo missed it. Like, I don't even think she ever heard me spit like this. So I'm like, I'm mad. Where's honesty?
I'm about to text her now.
The Atlanta Shine Show.
The Atlanta Shine Show. So have somebody call in so we can weigh in on this topic.
Oh, man, we might have to change the topic.
Change it. I don't care. Right now, we just need something to do. And to honestly get back, you know, if y'all want to help me host, because I'm lost right now.
You lost right now?
The truth teller is lost. The truth teller is lost.
Is anybody else on the line with us?
Nope. Oh, wait, we just got a call in. Hold on, wait, we just got another call in. Hallelujah. Okay, here we go. 262-344, welcome to Philly Shine, a.k.a. Atlanta Shine Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
This DJ 262. That's where I'm calling it from. What up?
Yeah, 262, what's good, Mike?
Well, you already know, man. I get the text in the studio. You're on the line, and I got a call, man. So I have to stop everything going on right now. Hold on, stop light. Looney on.
Looney on.
Looney
yeah,
on. We're exactly cool. You know what I'm saying?
I already know, man. We done turned this thing into the Atlanta Shine Radio Show. It was the Philly Shine Radio Show, but our host, she got disconnected. You know what I'm saying? So we done turned this thing to the ATL spotlight, man. And, you know, we're just having some of our people just call in and chop it up. And, you know, I just want to kind of weigh in on your end, you know, as far as, like, I know you a big DJ. You be DJing from the Southeast region to the Midwest to the West Coast to the Northeast. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just want to know kind of, like, as far as, like, on your end, what are you looking in our artists, like, far as, like, you know, When you see them like perform or when you listen to their music, like what do you look for in an artist? That kind of, you know.
I mean, first of all, I look for an artist that got grind in them. You know what I'm saying? Before I even listen to his music, before I even look at his image, I look at his grind, meaning that I want to see if that nigga sleeping all day or if he up grinding. You know, a lot of people they superstars behind social network sites. You know, a lot of people that's celebrities behind social network sites. Yeah. And that's basically what it's like it is with me. You know, I fuck with all the artists. Any artist that's coming up is just that I have to make sure they grind it. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't doing no handouts. Child support is
no handouts.
No.
No handouts. We ain't doing no handouts. This is 2012. You got to have your business intact. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something funny. I get an email from an artist to send me a song. He'll send me an email, and then about 2 months later, he'll send me another email or a text message saying how his song doing.
Wow.
Hey, that's crazy. Niggas is feeling, really feeling themselves.
Yeah, they are. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit.
Man, you need to let these artists know you send that email. You got to send that check right behind that email. You know what I mean?
Nah, even if you don't send no check, at least call me and ask me how my kids or my baby mama or my wife doing. You know what I'm saying? Come on. No, at least call and check up on me.
Yeah, they want to just drop the record off and let you just handle the bid and have you check back in with them.
Yeah, I am not UPS. I just drop off no parcel and just deliver.
You can ask him the topic.
Okay, so that's their topic. This is the topic of the original show. What do you consider a whore, male or female?
A whore?
Yeah.
A person who ain't getting paid, because the prostitutes get paid. Y'all both don't know. Y'all got the wrong person. I don't keep it real. I don't keep it 100. I keep it straight.
Oh, goodness. That's a good one. Okay, so that goes on either end, male or female?
Yeah, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not racist. I'm not prejudiced at all. It could be a male or female. We all can be whores if we ain't getting paid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, goodness gracious.
I was caught off guard. What the heck next?
Oh, my goodness.
They don't know what to respond after that.
Yeah,
I can't stop laughing at that.
What to respond.
Oh,
you got a hold of Honest Fire yet?
Yeah, I'm trying to do that now. She just called me, then it hung up. Hold on. Let me see if I got it. Hold on.
What's popping your way, 262? Everything good, man?
Oh, man, everything's a blessing, man. All I'm doing right now is getting ready for my, you know, I do my boat party every year. This is my fourth year doing my boat party. So I'm just out right now grinding with that. They buying that out. That's Memorial Day weekend, but it's already halfway sold out. It's March.
What?
Yeah,
they
want
too.
Yo.
Can you tell Philly where they need to be in April?
Oh, yeah. Philly, right now, y'all listening, y'all already know we got the DJs United coming up. That's the DJs United Conference. It's 12 to 14 different DJ coalitions, not just one, but we got one goal. And that's April the 20th through the 22nd. That's the make or break artist, giving out a major deal. Got big stuff working out, but they can go on DJsUnitedConference.com and sign up. But make sure when they sign up, they use X Squad as a referral. And that's DJsUnitedConference.com, and that's April the 20th through the 22nd in Indiana.
Okay. We got a couple more callers up on deck. Let's hit this up. Okay, we have 601-695. Welcome to Philly Shine / Atlanta Shine Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
DJ Boss Chick, Mississippi representative. What's up, everybody?
Oh, X Squad in the building.
Yeah, we done turned into an X Squad. I told you the X Squad be good show right here, man.
Boss Chick.
Hold on,
Boss Chick. I like that.
Second.
Welcome to the Silk, Boss Chick. I'm fucking with
oh,
that.
Oh, appreciate it, man.
Hold on, wait.
They're lonely tone.
Okay, hold on. Let me take one more caller. Hold on, one more caller. 404-454. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. I'm sorry, Philly / Atlanta Shine Radio.
What's up? This is Coco Ash calling in.
Okay,
Coco Ash.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Coco Ash? If everybody don't know, Coco Ash is Looney Tunes assistant. You know what I'm saying? We out here working. Big Joe, Ash Squad, Sugar Cane. What's going
just
on?
Support, just support y'all. You know how we do.
Oh, yeah, we got a big event coming up this Friday. We at the Encore on Piedmont. We finna turn out real big on the city.
Yeah, make sure everybody that's in Atlanta, make sure y'all come to Encore, you know, on Friday.
If you come to Atlanta, follow the real Coco Ash, and we'll show you how the party supposed to be. Camera and all.
Ain't nobody following her ass. She don't follow back.
Oh, shit.
I got you on the follow back. I got you.
Y'all funny. All right, so okay. So let me get a hold of the new people. So where we at? 601. 695. What's your name again?
DJ Boss Chick.
DJ Boss Chick.
Yeah.
Okay. DJ Boss Chick. All right. So the topic of the night is, what do you consider a whore, male or female?
Somebody out there screwing any and everything at any given time.
That goes for both or just one?
Both? Yeah.
Okay, and the other one, I don't even see, like, y'all, I'm all lost in it all, see? That's what I get for taking my medicine all early. What's the other girl name?
404.
Oh, man. No, you ain't talking about me.
You're the girl, man.
Oh, I'm going to say, man, we got to get rid of this hoe.
You know what? The assistant. See, look, I'm paying attention. I just don't know her name.
Are you talking about Coco Ash?
Yeah, Coco. There you go, Coco.
Coco.
What's that? Okay, same question to you.
What do you consider a whore, male or female?
Uh-huh.
Oh. ATL hoes, that's all I got to say.
So ATL hoes is versus Philly hoes versus New York hoes.
Versus Chicago hoes. Hey, I don't know. I can just tell you from experience of what I've seen in Atlanta.
Oh yeah, they off the chain, man. Hey,
true teller, can you roll your tongue for DJ T60?
Why? Oh, golly. Y'all have issues. I do it one time.
Look, we need to turn this vlog up to some video chat, man.
I don't do video chat. Hell no. Hold on.
Look, some super duper Skype or some Uvo or something.
All right, y'all ready? Y'all ready? Okay.
That's funny.
Ooh. I'm done with y'all. Y'all so silly.
I wish I was 262.
Oh, no. Well, you already know. We ain't playing no games, man. We getting it. Hey, don't forget, I do Chicago, coast to coast mixer. I got picked up for another date for the coast to coast. So
hey,
I'm in
yo,
Chicago.
They got that thing live on. They got that thing on World Star Hip Hop, like the whole coast to coast joint. Like, that motherfucker, they everywhere, boy.
Yeah, man. Ooh. I do the 27th with them in Chicago. Then I got picked up to do the 14th in St. Louis.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, they're gonna be in Atlanta too.
Yeah. I did the Miami. Last year in October, I did Miami with them.
Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers moving, boy.
I guess they'll be hearing a lot of Looney Tunes everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah. You ain't got no fucking choice because they booked me.
We working.
So, Boss Chick, you made live now, huh?
Yeah, I got my clothes. They everything.
So you done got your plug, Boss Chick? What you had to go through to get your plug, man?
I was messing with DJ Speechless in the Midwest. He finally got upload rights, and
We finna punish these motherfuckers around here now.
So you got upload rights too?
Oh, anything I want fit to live, I can get it on there now. I ain't gotta go through all these loops and hoops and all this bullshit, you know.
So the mix CD, it will be jumping.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
I got a lot of stuff stored for them. It's in the making now. We working.
They're welcome to.
Oh, Coco, what's with
the
Coco?
The real Coco Ash.
You check out her latest picture where I'm back out.
I'm laughing.
Okay, I'm going to look you up right now. What is it again?
My shit like my name, DJMR262.
Huh?
I said mine just like my name, DJMR262.
Okay.
DJ Mr. 262. Y'all follow him on
B Jug.
Yeah, Team B Jug, nigga.
Yeah.
And Looney, you should. We about to start getting the whole B Jug models. Really, really,
okay,
really
cool. B Jug models on deck, man. Sugarcane models on deck. Esquire DJ models, man. We finna have a bunch of bitches.
Damn. Damn, Loki.
Hey, man. I just thought you were hooking me in this song. That's a hot ass
bitch. Okay, now, Okay, what is it? DJ who now?
DJ R262.
DJ Mr. 262.
Like said, okay. Mister.
Okay, I hear DJ Mr. 262. Okay.
Philly, follow him. He will be in New York later on in the season.
I got you.
All right, following that one on that side.
And the next video I am shooting is Powerful Draws.
Oh, I already thought about the scene, man. We got to have you in a bed scene with about five women, one cooking for you, you know, one going to the mail.
In the world?
I gotta be in the building for that video.
I gotta be half naked. I gotta have some bodies.
Yes, she do.
Naked? What?
I gotta be in some lingerie, like it's a little bra set, bra and panty set.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nah, I ain't gotta be naked. Nah, I don't want to be naked. Hell no, this ain't no strip.
Oh, my God.
This is Powerful Draws. You might need to go get some beet jug panties made or something.
Right. What size is your drawers, truth teller?
That's for me to know.
Wow.
I'm up there in size. Truth teller is a fat bitch.
What size is your drawers, ball chick?
Wow.
Exactly right. The men trying to get what size weight. So what size boxes do y'all wear? Y'all want to know everything about us?
I don't. Free ball.
who don't wear the trousers, man? Which one of y'all don't wear the
free ball?
Hey, that shit too expensive. I got kids.
That ain't busy. He got kids.
That nigga down here.
Ooh, my God. Mm-hmm. Don't you think not wearing drawers get you kids?
Oh, that shit could be school coverage insurance doing that.
That's my way of doing requests. Can we go to a Looney Tunes song? There's Looney Tunes.
I know. Who's doing this?
Okay.
Yeah, don't you got the play button over there with the play button?
Play
Mac
button
Fools,
is,
Lauren London, some song.
The play button is broke at the moment.
What's that song, Ron?
The play button is broke at the present time. Your name, your number, and the police message.
Play button is broke. Where the hell, Honest Fire at, man? She's gonna get fired, yo.
You better talk to me. Look right.
And,
DJ
262 is my official tour DJ. We're going to take over the city.
Listen, right. Blog Talk is active retarded at the present time, so.
Oh, really?
Is like, yeah, man. I'm kind of pissed off at Blog Talk.
It's all good. It's all good. I just be on. Just make sure y'all go online and check out the Cash Out remix. Shoot your Looney Tunes.
Oh, and check out the when you watch the what's that girl name?
What you talk about?
I'm talking about the new commercial for 260 and Looney Tunes song playing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll catch that on VH1, BET is going down.
Yeah, it'll be on
BET.
Everybody in the state of Wisconsin, 4.5 million listeners, will have no choice but to listen to Shorty Got Them Powerful Jaws. Powerful Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have been shot that video, yo.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yo, like, this dude, this DJ and this big DJ in Germany who be doing all the booking and shit, he's like, yo, man, please shoot Powerful Jaws and Echo Food, man.
Yeah, them joints go hard, my nigga. I'm playing them joints right now at 12 o'clock, 12:15, 12:30. Them premier joints right now. You know?
You need to do the video for all that shit, too.
All that shit. I don't really know about the Rotto shit. All that shit is kind of faded on. That shit was a jam, though. It was a jam for a good little moment, but. It just seems
to go check out. I got the video for that Lauren London.
Oh, yeah, that Lauren London.
London.
Yeah.
Star Miss Hollywood.
Miss Hollywood, Coco, ass.
Star Miss Hollywood, she in that thing.
Okay, so my question is, as far as, you know, y'all is in the industry, what advice do y'all have for, you know, artists trying to start out? Like, what would be, you know, the...
Get the team together, man. Get the team together. You see, I got my assistant. I got my tour DJ. I got my go-to guy. You know what I'm saying? Get the team together. That's what you got to first start off with. Y'all got to come up with a plan. You got to make hot music. You got to grind. You got to be in these folks' face. You got to network with people. It's all the process.
And you got bodyguards.
And I got a bodyguard. And a nigga want to run up. We'll get clothesline. We put niggas in a torture rack, nigga.
Ain't got clothing line coming.
Hold on, wait. Oh, the torture rack. Torture rack. I like it rough.
Hold up. Rewind that shit back.
tell these kids that she missed out on this shit.
I had to throw that in there, y'all. I had to throw that in there.
Yeah,
y'all.
Official, that's an official
pizza. It's too many guys online. You know, I had to, you know, do my little part in there.
I appreciate that. I need that shit at a drop.
I know, right? DJ 262, then she do the tall roll. Yeah, that'll be dope.
Oh, DJ 262.
I like no, I like that. I'm about to get off this line too. I gotta go back to work. Hey, the artists. I mean, like, they want to say something bad as fuck, but they know they can't.
Why?
Damn.
Why? Because I won't play their shit. That's why.
Okay.
Priority. You know, that's why DJs and B-Jug is a priority over all that other shit. They understand.
You feel me? Like, we will play that shit on repeat all night on you, nigga. Why these niggas keep on playing the Act of Fools song? Just like the radio do it.
Why? That's only what put that shit in their mind. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
All right, but that's what's up. Everybody get that grind in, man. I appreciate the time on here, man. That's why family team B Jug. Let's get this money, man. Some of
make sure you follow me back too, Mr. 262.
I did. I followed you first.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did follow you, and I don't even be following motherfuckers. I followed you.
No, you're not on. Your name is not on my list. Thank you very much.
Nobody.
What's your name on that, Truth Teller?
Yes, Truth underscore Teller.
Oh, okay, yeah, just hit me with a mention talking shit, and I'll hit you back.
You said talking shit.
I don't
want to
be following
motherfuckers.
Oh, Lord. No, we're going to get you killed. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, don't be like Tiger. Tiger getting his shit shot up in the Omaha.
Yeah. Oh, wait, he asked for that, though. He going to tell a motherfucker to beat him out. Motherfucker's going to be the man. He near there.
He in the wrong place. That's gang territory. How you gonna do this?
Man, they shot that nigga shit up.
Yeah, he was stupid anyway. The nigga ain't no bigger than a 12-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about some meet me outside. You was not no bully,
that nigga
Tiger.
Nigga was throwing chairs in the crowd, all kind of shit, man.
Man, in Nebraska, I know some people in North Dakota beat the shit out of somebody.
Oh man!
They all playing.
Nigga, they had bullet holes. They had bullet holes out of nigga, all in that nigga shit, man.
Yeah, that shit for real. You gotta watch how you go in these towns talking shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about no security and no tour bus and shit, nigga. But get it.
Nigga, bullet ain't got no name on it. Nigga would shut that bitch off.
No.
Yes, they definitely don't have no names.
Nah. Then there's a bunch of haters out here, too, so mothers got to be careful because everybody don't want to see nobody prevail and take care of their family, you know what I'm saying? So got to be careful out here, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, we don't got too serious and sentimental now, so, yeah, y'all go ahead, man. All right.
Y'all is crazy, man. Yeah, y'all is. Stop choking.
That nigga 262, wow, man.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Go ahead and request Lonely Tunes on Facebook if you want to know more about the movement, the videos, and everything. Go check out Coco Ass on Facebook. You might see a picture you want to see. Follow her on Twitter. The real.
Not the
Coco
Ass.
The real one.
Not the fake one.
They ain't go a long way.
This is the real Coke's bad woman. Real Coke. Ass.
Ugh. Kill it.
And if you're trying to get on live and you don't feel like you're bossed up enough, holler at DJ Bossy.
Yeah, you trying to get on live mixtape and you got that chick, holler at DJ Bossy. You got that chick, man.
All right.
Mississippi's own boss chick.
Wow. So, boss chick, you still online with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what exactly do you do exactly? You know, tell me something about yourself.
I'm a club DJ, mixtape DJ. Tour DJ, whatever. I'm all around the globe putting on for my team. Esquire DJ, Tourier DJ, Esquire DJ. I'm all over the globe. Luke to my boss lady, Miss Cheat, No Limit Fell. She made me an official DJ, one of her official DJs, two of us actually. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting it in, like, you know, just grinding. You need to connect and learn and shit every day, you know. So I'm in it to win it.
Okay. I'm about to follow you on Twitter in a second, as soon as I get back to that post.
What that chicken looking like for that front page on that live?
Oh, I got the email. Everything typed up in the email. I can definitely forward that to you so you can check it out. And look at some of them numbers.
Yeah.
See if you are. I forgot one. Oh, this Looney Tunes, right? You caked them.
Yeah, they Looney, yeah.
With them prices. I already know you dropping shit for Future and everything. You got it.
Yeah,
Future is coming along. I'm like, whoa, for real?
You've been showing
out, man.
I really been putting on you because they really fucking with them beats, though, in them tracks. And I was like, hey, bet you can't call him up on the phone right now like me. Know what I mean? Tell him. Like, my nigga did that. And he got music. And they fucking with Laura London. We watched the video on the big screen at Club Dreams or whatever. I pulled it up. They
that's
like it.
Seen Coco Ash all the way in Mississippi, the whole 1,200 people looking at Coco Ash.
Miss Hollywood.
Yeah,
and that was her. That definitely moved.
Yeah,
they fought with their rider out there on Boss Chick. They fought with their rider.
Oh, they love that rider. I done put that rider on about 18,000 mix CDs. Round
you
ass so hard, both of them.
You ass on nigga? That was her. Good look on
they
that.
They like
kid,
both
bro.
Of them. Like,
I didn't
like,
that bitch
like,
so hard. I done added that bitch to my goddamn show set. My show
and
set.
I put Ride and Go Hard on so many mix CDs too. It ain't pivot. It's like them the first two Future songs. They done forgot about Gone to the Moon and Tony Montana. Them the main two tracks they've been asking for lately. And I was taking a weekly report. I said, I got to check in with my nigga and let him know what the business is. When you produced him, you did a good deed on him. And how he, you know what I'm saying, played that, whatever. They love it. And it's in high rotation spins in the club, too.
Oh. Well,
what's up, man? That nigga hollered the owner, goddamn. He was getting a nigga book. Come out here. I'll cover that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Did you get the new song that he did?
Oh, wait.
So I did a Cash Out remix. I did a version of that Cash Out shit.
Oh, okay. That's I seen that link. Hey, Luna, I got another my DJ partner, DJ Young Sean, saluting you. He said salute. We watching you, man. You doing big things right now, seriously.
Yeah, I'm trying to, man. I'm trying to, man. We're here grinding, man. We're working. I done put
all
the
right.
Dream Team together, boss chick. I'm putting yeah, so that niggas is working, man. So we definitely gonna be making our rounds to Mississippi real soon.
Coming up this way though.
How they Acapulco doing down there?
I still got that pump, and they like how they come in. You know, when they come in without the beat. Yeah, they be feeling it. They feeling it. I like it. I even like when they drop.
Yeah, that be going stupid.
Yeah, that's a nice
track.
Well put together, too.
And then when he performed that song, the whole club got to be ready.
Oh, yeah. got to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
We going to make a movie.
Yeah, you getting it. You getting it, man. I like this.
So, virtually, y'all doing y'all damn thing. Y'all representing hip-hop. Y'all just, you know, making it do. Y'all doing the motherfucking damn thing.
That's
what y'all doing.
Gotta hit
y'all
him,
keep popping them out.
I'm killing them in every angle. I'm killing them with the beat shit. Got the Future shit going stupid with the Rider. I'm killing them with the artist shit. Got the Lauren London, Powerful Draw, Act a Fool.
Ask Truth Teller was the first song played on this show.
What was the first song?
It was Future. Go Harder. The first song to open up the show.
Yeah.
You trying to break me down? I'm going to go harder.
Yeah.
What's so funny, I made that beat 2 years ago.
That
beat was just another beat sitting on my computer, and I just played it for him. And that shit just struck.
He just started writing to it, huh?
Yeah. He don't even write shit down, though. He freestyled that shit.
Damn.
I don't like nothing now. I was literally in the studio when he was doing that, when he did the Go Harder. See, this is the funny thing. Like, when he dropped the Go Harder, I had one in there the first time. And he did, like, five different hooks, so like five different beats. And that was one of the hooks he had dropped, was the Go Harder and shit. When I first heard it, I was like, So goddamn 2-3 months later, I went in there to play him some more beats. You know what I'm saying? He played me that shit. That shit was done. You know what I'm saying? From top to bottom. I was like, ooh, this shit is hard. I played him some more shit. Playing him some more beats. And that's when he dropped that Rider, the Rider hook. I was like, oh, that shit gonna be tight. So,
yeah,
all
like
that shit was
saying.
Like a process, man. That shit really didn't just take. And when he dropped, he wasn't just gonna put it out just then. Like, like 3-5 months for that shit to just come. Like, he dropped that shit last October. He dropped Rider like last October, November, and that shit just now coming out like this year. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's how that shit be though.
Yeah, but my thing is, right, when I seen that shit, I was reading the Sister magazine, and I seen that article on him, and I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, that's the artist that we feature on Philly Shine. Like, that's crazy. Like, how did nigga get an article with Sister to Sister?
Because he got what you call him behind him?
Who?
Oh, yeah, he out of here now. He signed to L.A. Reid. Yeah, you know, he signed to L.A. Reid about 2-3 months ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's
fine.
Yeah,
he on the cover of the XXL. He on the cover of XXL magazine. He's on the cover of Fader. You know what I'm saying? But on the XXL magazine, he got him on up there with a bunch of other artists, like little freshmen, little XXL freshmen, right?
I ain't even checked that out yet.
Oh yeah, we be up on our music. You know, I'm talking about. You gotta know.
Did you see the cover of Looney Tunes?
Oh, yeah, I'm on the Music Swag magazine. Me and Travis Porter on the cover.
No, I didn't see that. What is it called?
Music Swag magazine.
I had to check that out, see if I can find that up here.
Oh, yeah, it ain't hard to find it all.
And you got to go to his Facebook.
His Facebook
what?
Or
oh, your Facebook.
Twitter,
or
Let me see. The cover of the magazine is on my, just like my main Twitter page, or Esquire DJ CEO main Twitter page too.
We
just over here working. Over here working, trying to make it. Did Honest ever call back?
No, she texted me.
Yeah,
she cool.
She done abandoned the show. God damn, abandoned her own show. You know, we done took over.
It's all good.
All the things
the
had to do was send out a text blast. Call in to talk to Lone Tone on the radio.
Yo, how many niggas is it in Travis Porter? Like, how many motherfuckers is it?
No, it's only three.
Only three of them, all right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't ask that question no more. To nobody.
That's something that he say to don't tell nobody no more.
Yeah, I don't tell nobody that no more. How many? I know my homie Rick Ray. Coco Ann still on here?
No. And the other chick hung up by accident too. She hung up too. Let me see if she called back in. Nope.
Is there any more callers?
No, just us right now. It's just us.
I don't think they hung up. I don't think they hung up by accident. They probably just hung up. You probably got us talking, trying to talk about ourselves. Do some conceited.
She promotes herself, because y'all can do that. You know y'all always special up on Philly Shine Radio. Yes.
So can we get some help by posting some of these videos? When you shoot a video, we need another area.
Yes. Just put it on my profile, and I will repost.
All right.
Send it to me and I will repost.
Thank you. And shout out to Chester High School, ranked number 4 in the nation. They have lost no games. They 30-0. Shout out to Chester High School.
No, I think if XY DJs, I think if all y'all met up, you, Blood Money, oh my God, all y'all met up, I think y'all would make a killer collab. That Blood
it's
Money DJ. Huh?
We met Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes? I don't care who it is. I just think if all y'all just met up, all y'all would do something crazy.
I wish it did work like that.
Cause they just came back from ATL from winning a first place prize in a contest. So it's like crazy. They up here doing their thing, y'all down there doing y'all thing. Crazy. It's just beautiful how, you know, everybody come out with their own sounds, and, you know, it all sound good.
Teamwork makes dream work.
Yeah, I like that.
Because I got people, you know, be like, yeah, send me a song. I don't got time to listen to your song, but I don't work. That's what I'm on right now. I don't got time to listen to your song. You wanna talk to me about a song, you call 706 and she'll take your number, your email, and she'll float around. You talk to me, I don't have time.
We got time
today. You say what?
You got time?
No, because, you know, I'm focused on my priorities. Them other people ain't my priority. I got to pass them along to the next person. We got to break the concrete. When we break the concrete, then they can holler at me when I'm finished.
Mm. So when you come back this way, Jamal?
The end of July for a wedding.
For a wedding, the end of July? God damn.
My cousin getting married. I got to see that nigga get married. We called for hotel rooms.
You said the end of July, so that you ain't got to come back up this way no other time.
It's a lot of stuff going on, and you know I'll be having like a plane pass where I can fly in, fly out. I'll probably connect that first Tuesday starting in August, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I can't wait till we got there get on the road, boy. Male funny ass nigga, I'm funny, got there. Coco ass, she's funny, got there too. She too that.
Hey, I ain't gonna go to sleep around none of them.
Why?
That nigga too said too because
Looney Tunes done recorded me one time while I'm sleep.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm going to bring some whipped cream on the road with me this time.
Hey, what I was about to say, Jamal, you got that 25 for your shirt? Because I'm going to be on this. I'm gonna be on that side picking up some money for some other shirts, too.
When?
Tomorrow. I got to go to a meeting at 1 downtown.
I'll be at the work.
What time you get off?
I work there all day. I take my break at 2. Then I go walk across the street to these apartments. Then come back.
You work all day tomorrow?
Yep.
Damn. Was there any way? Do you got the 25?
Man, look. When I got the 25, what shirt that we talking about?
Nigga, you said you wanted the green, right?
No.
The red and the white, right? Red and the white.
No.
Uh-oh.
What you wanted?
The gray shirt with the red letters.
Oh, okay, yeah, gray shirt with the red letters.
Here we go.
And you say you wanted your name on the back, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Well,
at Esquire DJ CEO.
Yeah. Well, instead of 25, that's going to be 30. You just give me 30 tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm going to be down there once I leave my meeting. I told you I got a meeting downtown. I got a, with the football player, they got some money. It might be good with that radio. But this like with a whole another independent label. But I'm going down there with the consulting dude, so we're going to see what he's talking about. And I think your license shit's still in my car, too. Remind me to get that shit to your ass.
Hey. Then I can ride around in the van.
Ride around what van?
The promotional van.
Hell yeah, man. Well, this shit just got to make sense, man. Once this shit all come together the mail, bro. Niggas gonna be goddamn straight, bro.
I'm gonna ride in. I'm gonna sleep in the van.
I'm talking about niggas gonna have a rap fucking tour bus. Fuck the van. We gonna have a rap tour bus. My snoring ass gonna be. I have me a bed in the back, nigga.
Okay, you just gonna roll up to the club in the bus, shutting down the street like.
Shutting down the motherfucking street, nigga. Fuck it. That's what you used to do, nigga. Nigga, them be with nigga, man. They got a fucking tour, rap fucking future tour bus, bro.
And they
ride.
He got his own tour bus now.
They drive, ride everywhere they go. They fucking.
Even in Atlanta?
25 bands and show. That nigga don't even be in Atlanta, bro. I be seeing tweets, nigga. We in Houston. We in Baton Rouge. We in. We in, I'm talking about, bro, eating up the road, bro. 25 bands a show, bro. Nigga, I'm talking about, I already know he at least made by at least 500 bands already. This nigga booked all the way up until 2-3 months out, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga eating, bro.
He's doing it.
Fucks with that nigga, man. I fucks with that nigga, man. He eat, man. All good. I'm trying to do the same shit, though. We can do the same shit. We is going to do the same shit.
That's what's up, though. You know, he made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder, can people listen to this conversation without being on the call?
No, I'm on the internet.
Oh, okay, cool.
They can stream it on the internet.
Follow me at Esquire DJ CEO. You know what I'm saying? Holler at your boy. But if you want to talk music, you talk to _Mona_J.
Follow me at Truth, TRUTH, _TELLA. I don't even like Twitter. Why do I be on it? I can't stand Twitter. Ugh. People talk too much.
Say, hey, Danielle. I don't be talking. I be promoting.
I can't stand Twitter. It's just too much. It's just like I can leave a page and I come back and it'd be like 100 and something tweets on the page. Too much to read.
Well, that's what it's about. Reading is fundamental.
So give me a headache. I get irritated. I'm sorry. I'm irritable at times. What was that supposed to have been? What was that?
Let you know that I got some too.
Y'all people. So, y'all, right, it's coming up to the end of the show. We have, what, let's see, like 15 minutes left in the show. Anything y'all want to, you know, end the show off with saying? Ooh, quietness. Is that how we're going to end the show, with quietness? Fellas.
Bye, truth teller.
Y'all, okay, so we're going to end the show on this note because y'all being quiet now. Y'all done said everything y'all had to say, so, you know, Philly Shine Video, we ending this. Everybody, good night.